White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, it's Amy Edwards. And you guys, it's that time of year for, almost that time of year, for the State Fair of Texas. And you know what happens at the State Fair of Texas? They deep fry everything, including the kitchen sink, I'm pretty sure. So they have the Big Tex Choice Awards, which is basically the fried food ritual of glory where they give away awards. So they whittle the list down to 10 finalists, and they have 3 categories: savory, sweet, and most creative. So this year, only 2 awards, oh, I'm so sorry, I phrased that wrong. 2 of those awards went to 1 competitor. So there were only 2 winners instead of 3. So someone won Best Taste Savory and Best Taste Creative. And it was, yes, it's always prefaced by deep fried. Deep fried seafood gumbo balls from Gourmet Royale. Yeah, that sounds good. Has no one ever thought of this before? Deep fried gumbo balls? It's genius. The gumbo balls contain shrimp, chicken, crab, and Dewey sauce. Yeah, we're about to talk about all this food, by the way. Shrimp, chicken, crab, and Dewey sausage. They put it in a roux, roll it into balls, coat it in saltine crackers and breadcrumbs, and breadcrumb batter, excuse me, then fry it. Then they're topped with chicken fried okra and served with a side of dark gumbo roux sauce, a small bottle of hot sauce, and saltine crackers. I think I'm hungry. That sounds phenomenal. Best Taste Sweet. And I've seen a picture of this. You might want to look it up with the State Fair of Texas. And this is the winner. It is called the Armadillo. And it is an armadillo cookie butter ice cream sandwich. And it has cookie butter semifreddo, which is like an Italian ice cream, semi-frozen, drizzled with cookie butter and put between 2 deep-fried armadillo-shaped cookies made with a branding iron. They kind of look like a funnel cake. And honestly, the armadillo looks like a little miniature funnel cake. What do you think? Yeah, I think it's phenomenal. So anyway, I think those are very creative. I mean, if you're not going to bring it, like they've done the Oreos, they've done butter. Like, what are you going to bring to the table for this? So let's talk about what some of the other finalists did. Okay. So here they are. In the savory category, they also had crispy, crazy corn. Whole kernel corn is battered and fried, then topped with pulled pork, pineapple slaw, jalapeno crema, and cilantro. That sounds pretty good. It sounds just delicious, doesn't it? Deep fried I-35. I like this one because it's pretty creative. So deep fried I-35 is a fried kolache dough topped with brisket, slices of peach, and barbecue glaze made with peaches and Dr. Pepper. Mmm. Like, you know, it's just okay until you get to the Dr. Pepper part. That part is nice. We got, Waco to West right there. Then, of course, we talked about the gumbo balls. Nice. The okra on top. Mm-hmm. Lucky Duck Dumpling. Okay, this was one. Fried dumplings filled with fluffy cream cheese, duck bacon, and corn served with Thai chili dip. Oh, that sounds good. I'm hungry. All right. And then here we've got pork shots. You guys, this doesn't have anything fried, and I don't even know how it became a contestant. So kudos to them. So it's smoked sausage wrapped with bacon, and it makes a little bowl that they fill with mac and cheese, and they sprinkle it with a barbecue rub. Yo, a bacon bowl filled with mac and cheese? Yes, yes. You may not have fried it, but what if they took that whole thing and fried it? Oh, yeah. I think that's what they should do next time. Maybe they'd win. Okay, because, I mean, really, we want something fried. So the sweet things, of course, the armadillo one, that they make the cookies with a branding iron, but they really look like tiny little funnel cakes. There was also check this out, brisket brittle. So it's like peanut brittle, But instead of peanuts, Texas brisket. What? Deep fried Halloween. Okay, are you ready for this? It's a chewy pretzel. They fry the pretzel. Then they cover it in a syrup made of candy corn. And then they pipe it with orange and white icing. Stack it with Halloween candies, like M&Ms and stuff. Little Twix, Oreos, whatever, candy corn. Then they top it with marshmallow whipped cream, a Reese's peanut butter cup, Hershey's chocolate syrup, caramel sauce, and candy corn drizzle. That's almost too much. Almost. I don't know if too much exists for this, but okay. Fernie's fried toffee coffee crunch cake. All right. So this is from Winter Family Concessions. So chunks of cake donuts, English toffee, and almonds. They blend it with custard, dip it in some sort of egg product, panko, and vanilla cookie crumbs, and then fry it. Sounds all right. Topped with mocha coffee whipped cream and a mini chocolate-covered toffee bar. Huh. And then the last one is Texas pumpkin pokey cake? Poke cake? Anyway, it's a Texas-shaped pumpkin cake with vanilla glaze, caramel, and whipped cream. I like that. Simple, but nice. But I want fried. Honestly, I'm pretty curious about the brisket brittle. If you want any of this, it is all happening on Friday, September 24th, and runs until Sunday, October 17th. So remember, that is all happening at the State Fair of Texas, and I'm hungry.